The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva, and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Is this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him. He said, 'I am.'" So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he see?" His parents answered, "We know this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." The parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him." It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
Once you were in darkness, but now you are light in the world. When you encounter the love of Jesus, it is like a light turning on in a room that has been dark for so long. With Jesus, we do not walk in darkness. We have seen a great light. There are many in the world today walking toward Jesus and his church, but there are also many more people in the world who prefer to walk in the dark. There are many people walking away from Jesus and his church. They walk toward the bright lights of their phones, or they walk toward the bright lights of power and pleasure. They walk toward the bright light of self-love and the ability to create their own truth. The problem is, this is all darkness. There is no light in these places. And it is strange to walk around. Maybe you can relate. But sometimes I think it's so strange to walk around and only see mirrors. People looking at themselves as in a mirror. In this darkness, this is what's happening. Looking at ourselves as in a mirror and lost in the illusion of our own selfish ambitions. We love to worship ourselves. But St. Paul says, expose this evil. Expose the evil of darkness that ensnares our souls and keeps us from receiving the divine love of Jesus. Take no part, Paul says, take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. Bring them into the light. Don't be afraid. Bring your sins into the light. Don't be afraid anymore. Show them to God. Stop giving fear power over your life. Stop giving sin the ability to keep you from looking at the true self instead of into the mirror. Because you are known by God. You are loved by God. The real miracle of the man born blind was not necessarily the healing of his eyes. It was later in the gospel. After he had been thrown out of the town, Jesus found him and helped him to see beyond human sight. Jesus reveals that he is the Son of Man, the Messiah, the one who has come to save the world. The man who was healed says, "I do believe. I do believe in him." And that is the real miracle of the gospel. Faith, belief, and trust that Jesus says that he is who he is. The real healing has taken place in this moment. I see the divine truth. I see Jesus, the light of the world, and I believe. Turn away from the blindness and darkness and woundedness and sinfulness and whatever it is that keeps you from seeing Jesus. Instead, live in the light. Profess these words every day. I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.